What should a patient expect with respect to adverse side effects within those first 6 months, whether they've gotten cyclophosphamide or they've gotten rituximab?
By far, the biggest concern is the risk of infections. The risk of infections is highest in the first 3 to 6 months, certainly with cyclophosphamide. And that may actually be driven as much by the dose of corticosteroids in addition to rituximab or cyclophosphamide. And this is the one take-home message that the patients should keep in mind, which is they are now unable to fight infections normally. And if they do develop symptoms suggestive of bronchitis or pneumonia or severe headache or fever or urinary tract infection, they should seek immediate attention so we can identify and treat the infection as promptly as possible.
When they're garden variety infections, most of the time, garden variety meaning common bacterial and viral infections.
There are common bacterial infections. In our retrospective analysis, the most common infection is an pneumonia, and the most common offending agent is Staphylococcus, of the Staphylococcus species. But there are also rare or uncommon atypical infections that we occasionally encounter.
But prednisone, or as you point out, corticosteroids, are probably just as involved in creating this basis for this immunosuppression and infection risk as either the cyclophosphamide or the rituximab. As a matter of fact, trying to stop the prednisone, hopefully by week 16 or certainly by month 6, is an important way of decreasing that risk of infection.
That's correct, and we are also finding out that the very high doses up front could be contributing to this increased risk of infections and other complications that we see with corticosteroids. So corticosteroids are wonderful anti-inflammatory drugs. They work very fast. They quell this inflammation that we see up front very fast, and frequently the patient feels much better after the first few doses of corticosteroids. They have an ugly flip side, which is risk of infections, of diabetes, fluid retention,
cataracts,
bone loss. So this is another field where the vasculitis and glomerulonephritis community is putting a lot of effort to try to find the right balance between the dose that's going to give us as much benefit while minimizing the risk of adverse events in the short and long run.